From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. International forces involved in the operation in Libya now say there are plans to extend the no-fly zone over the country to the Libyan capital. NPR's David Green is in Tripoli. He says the latest fighting between the two sides has been in the western Libyan city of Misrata.
The situation in Misrata, based on accounts from residents speaking to journalists today, sounded pretty horrific. They said that government forces had surrounded the city and at one point were firing on crowds of civilians. A very different situation from the eastern stronghold of Benghazi, where the Allied forces had fired on a tank brigade belonging to Gaddafi that had been moving into the city, and that sort of freed up the rebels to begin to take more control in Benghazi. In Misrata, that has not happened yet. The Gaddafi government and pro-Gaddafi forces have continued their assault, it appears, on the rebels, and there have been fatalities.
NPR's David Green. The fighting continues even as a coalition that includes the U.S. continues to attack Libyan military assets with cruise missiles and bombs. There are reports that Tripoli has come under attack for a third night. Speaking in Santiago, Chile today, President Obama said he wants to see Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi step down. However, the president also made it clear U.S. actions there are limited to protecting civilians and averting a humanitarian crisis. Mr. Obama said the U.S. will transfer leadership of the current military operation taking place in Libya to other unnamed participants there within a matter of days, not weeks. The death toll from the earthquake and tsunami that struck Japan March 11th continues to rise. Japanese officials put the official death toll at more than 8,600 people. NPR's J.J. Sutherland reports well over 10,000 remain missing.
Hundreds of miles of Japanese coastline were struck by the massive wave caused by the earthquake, destroying whole towns in its wake. In the fishing port city of Kesunuma, massive fishing trawlers weighing hundreds of tons were tossed about like children's toys, some of them ending up hundreds of yards from the water, their weight crushing what few buildings remain. Kesunuma is far from alone. There, some residents say a full third of the 75,000 townspeople are living in shelters. Hundreds of thousands of more have also lost their homes, and now they sleep in schools converted into temporary shelter, though they're without heat, and some also have no power or water. The World Bank says Japan may need 5 years to rebuild at a cost that could reach into the hundreds of billions of dollars. J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Mitsusawa, Northern Japan.
Sales of previously owned homes fell 9.6% last month. However, National Association of Realtors economist Lawrence Yoon cautions against reading too much into one month's number.
Let's keep in mind that we have had a nice recovery from the summer of last year, five months of gains, and now it's giving up some of that gain.
Still, home sales are at their lowest level in 9 years. Post AT&T T-Mobile marriage boosted the market. The Dow up 178 points today. You're listening to NPR. Four New York Times reporters who were held in Libya for 6 days have been released safely, crossing the border into Tunisia. The reporters Anthony Shadid, Tyler Hicks, Lindsay Adario, and videographer Stephen Farrell using the same border crossing, where tens of thousands fleeing violence in Libya have moved through in recent days. Spokesman for the Turkish embassy in Libya says the four were turned over there before making their way out of the country. The journalists were apparently captured last week by forces loyal to Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi. Italy is still seeing an influx of undocumented immigrants out of North Africa, where uprisings spread in recent months. Authorities estimate during that time some 15,000 people have landed on Italian shores. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports from Rome. A state of emergency is now in effect.
On Lampedusa, population 6,000, there are now 5,000 migrants at a holding center whose capacity is 850. After an emergency cabinet meeting, Interior Minister Roberto Maroni of the Anti-Immigration Northern League warned of a refugee crisis, saying 191 Libyan migrants landed Sunday near Catania in Sicily. Italy, he said, has raised its state of alert and stepped up intelligence activities in case the migrants include agents of the Gaddafi regime or Islamic radicals planning terrorist actions in Italy. In a sign the authorities are sending mixed signals, police in Catania had earlier said the 191 migrants were actually Egyptians trying to pass off as Libyans in order to secure asylum in Italy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty is the latest potential GOP presidential wannabe. Pawlenty announcing today he'll set up an exploratory committee, a formal step towards seeking the Republican nomination. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.